text, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries presents. Sunlight Sparkles on Snowy Farmland. Title, Murder, She Baked, a Plum Pudding Mystery. From above, a small town near hills. Skaters glide across a frozen lake. Text, a Plum production. Downtown, shoppers carry Christmas gifts. Text, Allison Sweeney. A shopper places gift boxes in a car trunk, then shuts it. Text, Cameron Matheson. In a shop, a sign reads, Christmas benefit December 24th. Text, Gabriel Hogan, Farrah Fath. In Hannah's Cookie Jar Bakery, a woman trims a Christmas tree.
And thank you for listening to the Dr. Love Show on this chilly but beautiful holiday morning. It is my pleasure to spend this time.
Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning, Mayor Bascom.
Well, this is how
season to you.
Good.
Thank you. Mrs. Norton, nice to see you. Cold one today, huh?
Oh, it is. Frigid, Mayor.
My goodness. Smells terrific in here.
Thank you, Mayor. What can I do for you?
I need a treat for my wife. She's got a bad case of flu.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. What about some frosted ginger cookies?
Sounds good to me.
Wonderful. Okay.
A delivery man arrives.
Hey, take those deliveries to the back for me, please. Please, don't we have a delivery?
On it.
How many cookies were you thinking, Mayor? Two, three.
I was thinking maybe three.
Right. And if I remember correctly, these cookies are your wife's favorite.
Thank you so much.
Lovely. That'll be $3, Mayor.
Sorry. Yeah. And thank you for donating to the Christmas benefit. I heard you were auctioning yourself off to the highest bidder. Is that true?
Well, not me personally. But I am auctioning off to the highest bidder a different dessert delivered to their door every month for an entire year.
Would it be unethical for me to make a bid on that, even though I'm emceeing the auction?
I'm sure if your money's good, they'll take it.
Thanks a lot.
Bye, ladies. Yay.
The mayor leaves.
Sophie. Sophie comes down with the flu. She wouldn't get the flu shot.
Why is that?
Well, Sam at the pharmacy put a sign in the window that said flu shots available, but only for people over 45.
Hannah knits her brows, then approaches the gossipers with a box.
Ladies,
have you heard what Sophie Bascom did? She handmade these ornaments, all to raise money for the children's hospital. They're only $10 each, but all proceeds go to the hospital.
Oh, that's a bargain, for
we'll
sure.
We'll each take two. Lovely. I'll leave them here for you to pick out. Thank you.
No, do not spend my money. I have plenty of ornaments at home.
You're listening to Eden Lake's very own The Grace Notes. It's December 18th, which is a reminder that there's only 7 more shopping days left until Christmas. This is Dr. Love, reminding you that life without love is only half a life.
Okay, and no interest. Nope, yeah. Okay, nope, we'll get it done.
Perfect.
Sorry.
Yeah, not too much filling, okay?
That was crazy, up too much. They're running out of their daily orders. They need sugar cookies and soy sauce.
Okay, well, we're running low on both. I'll be there later. I'm picking out a tree with Andrea for the benefit, so I'll take them what we have, okay? Hey, will you make another double batch of the sugar cookies and the snow angels, please? And thank you.
Bakersfold Pastry.
Tom, hey, will you box up 2 dozen sugar cookies and snow angels for me? We're putting them on hold for the crazy elf tree lot.
You okay, Luann?
The crazy elf tree lot is making me crazy.
Oh, and are your clients?
I've been asked to read their books, but these numbers just don't add up.
Got some holly jolly coffee for you. You know, it'll help you balance those books. A cranberry scone on the house. Lisa, how about a cranberry scone for Miss Luann?
Yes.
Good morning, all. In desperate need of a holly jolly to go. Large cup. I have 6 more properties to look at today.
Oh, good morning, Mother.
Lisa, can you believe it? My mother is opening an antique shop.
Oh, congratulations, Mrs. Swenson.
Thank you.
Found a lease in Greenport.
Oh, Mother, that's a really long commute.
Oh, don't worry. You still see me all the time.
Oh, good, it's strategically situated in the mall.
Location, location, location.
Oh, Morris.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
I signed up for a business class at the community college.
No.
And the teacher, Ms. Whiting, says the key to success is choosing a retail location with lots of foot traffic. As you have here, by the way, Hannah.
Oh, business class.
Splendid idea, Dolores.
Shows initiative.
And at your age.
Well, yes. Carrie, Norman Rhodes' mother, signed up too, but she's been AWOL the past 3 classes.
Oh, you know Sophie Bascom's come down ill.
Oh. Dolores!
Oh, hello, Nancy.
How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you. What can I get you?
Medium cappuccino, please.
Great, and a pastry?
Oh.
Try one of those. Delicious.
Okay, I'll try one.
Hannah, you know my dear friend, Dr. Schmidt.
Well, I know you better as Dr. Love. I'm a big fan of your radio program. A life without love is only half a life.
Remember that.
That is exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you can give some relationship advice to Hannah.
Oh?
I don't need advice.
My daughter is stringing along with two different bulls.
Oh?
No, I'm not stringing anyone along.
A mother can only hope and pray that you will clearly see that Norman Rhodes is the best candidate, Hannah. He's handsome and he's stable and
he's a dentist.
Mother, how about a cranberry scone?
See? She needs guidance.
At the tree lot.
This is amazing.
Yeah, it's great.
So cute.
Welcome to the Crazy Elf Christmas Tree Lot. Christmas is our business. I'm Elf Molly. How can we help you make this your best Yuletide Christmas ever?
I need to buy a tree. A 9 to 11 foot Douglas fir.
A mechanical elf pops out.
Crazy Elf is crazy. And so am I crazy.
Look at this bad thing.
The crazy elf is crazy, and so are his prices.
Oh, my gosh. You only take cash?
Cash and carry. It's the elf way.
Do you have cash?
Let me check.
Okay. I love all of your festivities, but how do your neighbors feel about the lights and the music?
And the thing that jumps out at
you? Yes, that's... Oh, Larry Yeager, one of the owners, gave every neighbor a free Christmas tree. And everything shuts off by 9, so no one complains.
Oh, well, that's great. Hey, is Mr. Yeager here?
Yes, at Elf HQ.
Elf HQ. Ooh. I'm going to go over there and find him.
Thank you. I'm actually going to have to have it delivered to the community center for the Christmas benefit.
Not a problem for the crazy elf. Follow me.
Aw.
While Andrea follows Molly, Hannah walks toward the Elf HQ office and browses a booth.
Wow. $20 for those ornaments.
I carry the same ones in my shop. $20.
People are happy to pay it. It all goes to the charity. Hi, I'm Courtney Miller. My fiancé, Larry Yeager, and I own the lot together.
I'm Hannah Swenson.
The cookie lady.
Yeah. One second.
Larry! Larry, it's Hannah Swenson, the cookie lady.
Oh!
Hi.
Your cookies are a scrumptious addition to our business.
Thank you. I brought with me 2 dozen sugar cookies and snow angels for you, but I can always get more.
Double the order.
But, Larry...
And we'll still run out. Your cookies fly off our shelves by 3, and we have to keep our customers happy until 9. You know, I was wondering... We do plum pudding. Nothing says Christmas like plum pudding.
That is such a good idea. My mother used to make it.
I know how to get my girl what she likes.
That's very sweet, Larry. I guess it's not easy finding plums in Eden Lake this time of year?
No, probably. But actually, traditional plum pudding doesn't have plums in it. You know what? I'm going to see what I can come up with for you.
That is great. Listen, it was spectacular to meet you. I look forward to business opportunities.
Yeah.
My handshake is my bond.
Courtney watches Larry.
Hey. I'm going to go get the cookies for my car.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Larry meets a man in a hat. Meanwhile, Mike Kingston enters the tree lot.
Hey, Hannah.
Hi, Mike.
Hey.
Hello.
What are you doing here?
I am helping Andrea pick out a tree for the community center. What about you? What are you doing here?
I can't tell you that. It's classified. Yeah, it's on a need-to-know basis.
Police business. I understand.
I'm undercover. I bought some of our Christmas tree. That's a surprise.
Well, that is very sweet.
I hope she likes it. She's very sweet, but a little bit particular. Likes things to be just perfect.
His brows raise.
Is it for me?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. Oh, I'm so excited. I've always wanted to have a Christmas tree, but I didn't know how Moisha would handle it.
Oh, you're not giving Moisha enough credit. He's a very rational cat. He's going to love it.
Yeah, I think he might. Norman.
Hi.
What a surprise. What are you doing here?
Well, your mother said that you would probably be here.
Of course she did.
Well, surprise, I bought you a Christmas tree.
You did. That is so
redundant.
Sweet.
Awkward.
The group stares awkwardly.
You must feel like a fairy tale princess. Handsome prince fighting to save you from an arranged marriage.
You know, I'm gonna make up my own mind about who I want to date, right?
I'm not doing what our mother wants or what you want. Okay. Seriously, though, this is your future we're talking about, Hannah.
Thank you. I'm so happy to hear you acknowledge that.
You like making lists, right? Why don't you make a list of all the things you love about Mike and then make a list of his flaw?
You know, I'm not buying a used car, right?
Then make a list of the thing you appreciate about Norman and compare that to all of his flaws.
You know, I'm just so glad you can filter out your own biases.
I'm just saying the best man won. Mike bought his tree 6 minutes earlier.
Watch your head.
Okay.
Hannah shuts her trunk. Norman walks over.
Okay.
Oh, hi.
So I think the solution here is I donate the tree I bought for you to the children's hospital.
Oh, what a
Yay.
Great idea.
Yeah, I think.
Just want you to know, I really appreciate the gesture.
Ah, it's nothing. How about dinner tomorrow night? You free?
Mother will be so pleased.
Hey, can you just excuse us? Look, there's your tree.
Sure. Bye, Mike.
I would love
Bye, Norman.
To.
Okay, great. Yeah. See you tomorrow.
All right.
Hey, Norman. Yeah? You want to help me finish this up?
Larry's associate leaves. He rubs his hand.
Man, I think it's fine if I push it towards the tree.
Okay.
Hannah notices the man with the hand injury climb into a car.
Okay, Hannah. I think we are all set to go. You're all good.
Great. Yeah. Okay. Oh, great.
At Hannah's house.
Yeah, wait, go watch the tree.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay.
I got this.
You're doing great. Thank you.
Let me get the door. I love the decorations, the lights.
Oh, really thanks. All right.
Now, coming through the door is going to be a little tricky.
Okay, wait, let me help.
Yeah, you take the heavy.
I got the heavy side. I see how this is. Find me a tree and I do all the work.
In the house, Hannah carries a box downstairs with a smile. Then, she notices Mike's police gun on his hip as he sets up the Christmas tree.
I was just thinking that maybe it would be nice if there was a world that didn't need guns.
Yeah. Come here for a second. No guns, I'd be out of the job. That would be disastrous for you.
How do you figure?
The tree leans.
Why?
Well, because I would probably open a bakery and then you put you out of business.
Oh, really?
You know those rolls of frozen cookie dough that you cut and you bake?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of an expert.
Oh, great. Oh, this tree is perfect. I love it. Thank you, Mike.
She smiles at him. Mike picks up Moisha.
Hey, there's you, man. You need to have just a little man-to-man. Now, you want a Christmas tree in your house, right?
Well, you tell him that my grandma has beautiful ornaments I want to hang on the
tree. Okay, the deal is you get a tree, but you got to stay away from the ornaments. Oh, and my sweater. Excuse me, I'll take this, sorry. Detective Kingston. Okay, I'll be right there. I'm really sorry, I gotta go. Duty calls.
Okay, is everything okay?
There's been a number of home invasion robberies in the neighborhood. Lock the door after I go, be careful.
Bye. Hey, Mike. You be careful.
I will. You're worried about me. I like that.
She smiles, brows knit. Then, she makes plum pudding.
Plum pudding was traditionally served at Christmas in Britain. It dates back to the 14th century. To make plum pudding, you don't even need plums. But even a good recipe can be altered. It's up to the baker to add a twist that makes it her own.
Hannah drizzles a mixture into baking cups. She tops each treat with a sprinkle of cinnamon. Hannah picks up the baking pan from a counter and slides it into an oven. She sets the temperature and time. At the tree lot, Courtney samples the plum pudding.
This is delicious.
Oh, I'm so glad you like it. I couldn't sleep last night, so I came up with this idea of making individual-sized plum puddings so your customers could carry them around. You know,
amazing.
Still shop.
I'm putting in an order for a large one for my Christmas dinner. I'm inviting my whole family to meet Larry.
Oh, how'd you two meet?
Whew. At my lawyer's office. My husband had just died, and I was dealing with his estate. Larry happened to be there that day, too. We were engaged within 6 weeks. Maybe too fast.
Maybe. Yeah. But, you know.
Yeah. Hey, Hannah. I got your invoice. Haven't had a second to write a check. Is it okay if you swing by this evening?
Sure.
Great.
We're open till 9, but Larry's on 24/7.
Okay. Yeah, great.
Larry's eye is bruised.
Excuse me.
As Courtney strides toward a woman, Hannah turns to a clerk.
Okay, I have two more boxes to bring in, just so you know.
Hannah passes Courtney and the woman on her way to the car.
Sorry.
Oh, God.
As Hannah continues toward her car, she notices Courtney and the woman have parted. Courtney hurries toward a building as the woman climbs back into her vehicle. Hannah pulls boxes of treats from her trunk. In the shadow of the building, Courtney flips through paperwork in a folder. Hannah peers at her from a distance. Courtney shuts the folder, then frowns and rubs her forehead. Later, a couple toasts in a restaurant. Hannah and Norman arrive at the restaurant.
Wow, this is lovely.
Yeah, I love this place. They have great food and the wine list is fantastic. I spent a year in France, so I got a taste for wine.
You lived in France?
The specials are listed at the front of the menu. Bon appétit.
Oh, thank you.
Merci.
Yeah, I, after dental school, I traveled around Europe and went to France for a week and ended up staying for a year.
So you speak French?
I do. Je parle français un petit peu. Yeah, the best way to learn a language is to live it.
I've always wanted to travel, but I guess there's just never time.
You should do it. You should make time. Traveling's so great. It gives you a different perspective on the rest of the world, you know? The French bakeries are amazing. You would love it. You would fit right in over there.
Thank you. One day.
You know, I'm surprised you didn't have dessert. Or is that like asking an artist to finish another painter's canvas?
Not at all. In fact, I love chocolate souffle.
Well, I hear they finish it here with Grand Marnier.
That we do.
Oh, it's very tempting, but no, thank you.
Actually, if you don't mind, I'd like to stop by the Crazy Elf Tree Lot to pick up my check before it's too late. If you want, afterwards we can stop by and have some ice cream.
Sounds wonderful.
They smile and stand up.
I bet you're a Rocky Road kind of girl.
I am.
Yeah, we have so much in common.
Norman catches a glimpse of a woman staring at them. He knits his brows.
Sorry, Ed. I think that was my mother.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure it was.
Hannah and Norman go outside.
I'm pretty sure that was my mother.
Hey, hand me your phone.
Hey.
Oh, great.
Oh, don't.
Well, no, because then we'll see.
Okay.
See, it's ringing.
Okay,
it's
stop. Stop.
Sorry, but I guess now you know she's dating.
Well, good, right? Good for her. I mean, I hope she finds someone she can be happy with. I really do.
Norman looks into Hannah's eyes. Then, Hannah and Norman drive to the tree lot.
Wow, all the lights and the music is still on. I thought all this stuff was supposed to be shut down by 9 o'clock.
They climb out of the car.
Well, it's only 9:30.
Right. Whew.
The mechanical elf pops out.
Crazy,
oh,
so
Hannah peers through the window of the office.
Well, maybe it's in here. Let's check, okay?
Sure.
They go inside.
Mr. Yeager? Mr. Yeager, it's Hannah Swenson. I just came by to pick up my...
What is it?
I think he's passed out drunk. Look, there's a bottle. Mr. Yeager?
Larry sprawls on the floor.
Hello?
They walk closer to Larry.
Oh, you're right. He looks passed out cold.
On the floor, an envelope and empty liquor bottle.
Hey! Hey!
Oh, Norman, I don't know if you should...
A blood stain soaks Larry's shirt. Norman crouches next to Larry. Hannah imagines the gunshots that struck Larry. Next to his body, a puddle of blood soaks the floor. The envelope near Larry's hand reads, Hannah Swenson. Norman checks Larry's pulse.
He's dead. He's dead.
Hannah stares at Larry's body in shock.
What? It's okay, okay. I'm gonna call the police.
Okay. Okay, we shouldn't touch anything.
Yeah, hi, I need an ambulance and the police, please. There's a dead man. He's dead. Well, I'm not sure. He's bleeding and he's on the ground.
Hannah notices holes in the TV.
Yes, I can stay on the line. Well, you have to understand that we've...
She spots bullet shells.
Sorry, I have no idea. I'm not a police officer. You need to send an ambulance and the police now. I'm not sure. He's on Main Street at the Crazy Elf Tree Lot. Yes, I have no idea. He's dead. Yes, I'm sure he said you need to send someone now.
Later, a coroner zips Larry's body into a bag, then wheels the body away on a gurney.
All right, so there he is, huh? Let's get that processed.
On the sidewalk, Mike meets with Hannah and Norman.
Okay, so what were you even doing here to begin with?
I just came to pick up my check, so it was in his hand.
When you got to the tree lot, just describe everything that you saw.
Okay.
The music was on, right? And the lights.
And an elf told me that that stuff's all supposed to be shut down by 9 o'clock.
The elf, yeah, right. What time was that at?
About 9:30.
And you two were having dinner together?
Yeah, that's right.
So where'd you go?
to Paliotti's. I don't see what...
So when you got to the lot, did you see or hear anyone?
No. No, I mean, someone could have been hiding in the back, but we didn't see anyone. Poor Courtney.
Courtney meets with an officer.
At that point, you made your way over to Larry's office. What did you see there?
The door was unlocked, and I called out to him, but that's when I saw him lying on the floor. He had an empty bottle of alcohol right next to him, and Norman rolled him over, and that's where I saw the blood.
He was dead.
Okay.
That's what you remember.
Well, I remember he had a black eye. Okay, but there was a bruise, right? So it couldn't have been today. Maybe he got in a fight yesterday, or maybe...
Hannah.
Someone came back and...
You okay?
Yes, thanks.
I've called your sister.
An officer steps away.
So what do you got?
I know. Courtney says Mr. Yeager does own a handgun, doesn't know what kind. Haven't found it yet. There is a possible footprint out back. There's been a lot of foot traffic.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, yeah. Right? We should get forensics to take some photos of that, and then we should also probably get on top of the shoe print castings ASAP.
Right now we have one gunshot wound on the victim, two bullet holes in the TV, three casings recovered.
Looks calculated.
Sign of struggle.
Okay, good work. Let me know if you hear anything else. I'm just going to talk to him.
All right, you keep me in the loop. Hey, officer, careful with that. That's evidence. Come on. We've told you everything we know here, and we're both cold, and it's getting late. I'd like to get Hannah home. Is there anything else?
Yeah, no, it's probably most helpful if you go and get safe and stay warm.
In the daytime, Hannah drives.
You're listening to Dr. Love's Morning Radio Show. And when we return, we'll speak about forgiveness being the final form of love.
At the bakery, an employee answers the phone.
Where are you?
He's changing.
What's going on?
As soon as poor Ron was killed, I just started to shake. And now, inside of 2 years.
At the loading dock.
Hannah, I'm so glad you're here. Gosh, everybody's been lined up since before I even opened.
Why?
The murderer made the morning papers. God, are you okay? I was so worried about
it. Oh, I'm fine.
They want to know everything that you saw.
Good morning, Pat.
Why are people so curious about something so horrible?
I don't know. I guess it's just human nature.
In the bakery.
I think of poor Ron. Every single day.
Hannah, what did she say?
Hi.
Was he dead when you got there? Yeah.
I live across from the Crazy Elf Tree Lot, and Mr. Yeager gave me a free Christmas tree. That poor man, I feel like we're all in danger.
Oh, no. I don't think we're in danger. Ladies, I think we're safe.
Oh, Hannah. Oh, God. Everything.
Ladies, how about some white chocolate pumpkin dream cookies?
In the kitchen.
Are you okay? Did you even sleep?
Yes, I'm fine.
Good morning, girls.
Mother.
So many customers, Hannah. My business teacher, Miss Whiting, says that people like to shop in a busy store because it makes them feel like they're part of a trend. I come bearing gifts. Hannah, first, for you.
Thank you. Oh, Dr. Love's book.
Now, I have highlighted all the parts that pertain to you, and I've underlined some of the things you're doing wrong.
Mom, thank you so much.
And Andrea, you're not forgotten, honey. Oh, look what I bought you.
What to expect when you're expecting.
Just in case you ever decide to make me a grandmother.
Mother, stop pressuring her.
You don't know, do you?
You're pregnant.
Tell her.
No, Mother, it's about Larry Yeager. The owner of the Crazy Elf Tree Lot?
Mm-hmm.
He was found murdered last night.
Oh,
Pat, you did
this. That's horrible.
I'll finish this for you, okay?
Hannah
glares at Andrea.
Not again, Hannah. I just happened to be there. Does Nancy know?
Nancy?
Dr. Love. She's probably still at the stables. We must get to her before someone else tells her first, and we should bring her cookies just in case she goes into shock.
Why would she go into shock?
Because Larry Yeager was her husband.
Hannah stares at her mother. In a barn, a horse's hooves pound against soil. Nancy rides the horse over a cross rail. The horse's hoof clips one of the rails. Outside, Hannah parks her cookie van. Hannah follows her mother into the barn.
Oh, there she is. Nancy? Nancy Schmidt? May I speak with you, please?
Nancy peers toward the barn door. She rides the horse over to Hannah and Dolores.
Dolores, Hannah. What a surprise. What are you guys doing here?
Well, I'm so sorry to stop by just out of the blue, Nancy, but I have some bad news. Maybe you should get down.
Nancy climbs off of the horse.
Bad news?
Hannah's better at this. Go on, honey.
Dr. Love, I'm sorry to be the one to tell you that your ex-husband, Larry Yeager, he was found murdered last night.
Nancy stares.
She's in shock. Quick, Hannah, the chocolate chip pretzel cookies before she faints.
Hannah opens a cookie box. Calmly, Nancy takes one.
This just saves me a whole lot of trouble. He needs to cool down.
I'm sorry?
Larry wasn't my ex-husband.
They walk the horse.
Wait, I'm so embarrassed. Did I get this wrong? I thought you were married to him. You told me that, right?
I was married to him, but he wasn't my ex-husband. He's my current husband. We were never divorced.
Oh, you loved him too much to let him go. That's so moving.
No, I couldn't find him. I'd have divorced him years ago after he cleaned out our bank accounts and walked out on me. He was a total charmer, but a complete bum.
It's true what they say. You never really know anyone, do you?
In a stable.
So you hadn't seen Larry Yeager in 10 years?
We moved from here to California, and he disappeared. I wasn't even able to serve him with the papers.
But you knew he'd come back to Eden Lake, right? I mean, his tree lot was very close to your radio station. You must have driven past it every day.
I did, but I had just found out recently that I contacted the lawyer and we were going to serve the papers. Jamie?
I'm sorry. Can I just ask one more thing? The police are going to be looking for someone with a motive. Where were you last night?
Hannah.
No, it's okay. I did the evening segment of my radio show as usual. I signed off at 9 and I went home. I was home alone reading, went to sleep around 10.
See? No, Mother, he abandoned her. I mean, this man conned you and took your money, and you found out that he was a mile away from you, and you didn't go confront him?
I wanted my divorce. I wanted that chapter closed. He was my past, not my present.
Good girl. Yes, can you just please let Detective Kingston know that Hannah Swenson called again? Thank you.
I think we did the right thing.
We should have talked to Mike before we spoke to her.
The true friend walks in when the rest of the world walks out, Hannah.
Mike's gonna be angry that we approached a suspect.
Nancy's not a suspect.
Maybe.
She hasn't seen him in years.
We should still talk to the police first.
She is my dear friend. Can you drop me off at the college, please? My business class starts in 15 minutes and I don't want to be late.
They park at the college.
I can't wait for you to meet Miss Whiting. She'll give you great marketing tips for Hannah's cookie jar.
Well, I don't know if I need...
She's a business genius, honey.
Yes. Sounds great, Mother.
I do hope Carrie's here today. She's missed so much already.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. I found out that Norman's mother, she's dating.
Carrie?
Yeah.
She's dating?
Yeah.
Well, who?
I don't know. Norman and I saw them together at Pagliotti's.
Wait, you saw Norman together at Pagliotti's?
We were just at dinner.
Oh, honey, Hannah, that's so wonderful. I can't wait to tell Carrie.
Wait.
I can't believe she didn't tell me she was seeing someone. I tell her everything.
I know.
So how'd they see?
Oh, I don't know. They skirted out. I think they saw us and they didn't want us to see them.
I bet she met him on Meet My Match.
Norman's mother's on a dating website?
We both are.
I think you know someone.
Oh, I'm an open book to you, Hannah. Mostly.
No, it does come as a surprise to discover one's mother is on a dating website.
I'm a single woman. We must be resourceful. I made you a profile, too.
Oh,
Miss Whiting!
Wait, what? Why?
Just in case you and Norman don't work out, or what's his name? You gotta have a backup plan.
No!
Miss Whiting!
I don't have a backup plan.
I'd like to introduce you to my daughter. This is Miss Hannah Swenson.
Hi.
Sorry. The owner of Hannah's Cookie Jar, a thriving business. Congratulations on your move to Main Street.
Thank you so much.
I've had guest speakers from town come to my class, an accountant, locals. It's nice for my students to hear from a successful local business owner from their own community. Would you be willing to come?
I would be happy to.
Thank you.
I was just reading about you this morning in the newspaper. What a horrible thing you've just gone through.
Oh, this has happened to Hannah before. I don't know why.
My son-in-law is a deputy sheriff, and he'll have whoever did this behind bars in no time.
Well, I hope you're right. Oh, we better get to class. Lovely to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So looking forward to you speaking to our class. I'll arrange it for after Christmas.
Okay, that sounds great. Goodbye, Mother.
Did you get that assignment done? Of course I did. Oh, look at you, star student.
In the kitchen.
What are the motives? Greed? Could have borrowed money from someone. Maybe someone stood to inherit if he died. Maybe someone robbed him. I mean, it could have been that home invasion ring that Mike is investigating.
Hannah wipes her hands, then studies a whiteboard with her notes about the crime. Text, Dr. Love, 10 years, California.
What about Dr. Love? Dr. Love was married to the guy. She hated him.
She stirs chocolate into batter. Her eyes stray to her notes. Text, planned ahead versus impulsive, Courtney.
Then there's Courtney.
She stirs.
Courtney's engaged to him.
Hannah turns toward a door. She sets her bowl on a counter, then wipes her hands on a towel as she leaves the kitchen. Hannah pauses in a storage area, then walks into the closed bakery. She spots Mike through the window and opens the door.
Hi. Hey, Mike.
Hi. Got your messages. It's been a little busy at the station, so.
What is this, a cookie emergency?
I'll take a cup of coffee.
Great. I shut down my machine, but I do have some of the holiday blend I've been working on and gotten some rave reviews.
That sounds great. So how'd you do it? How'd you beat me to Dr. Love? Because I had officers dispatched at her home, at her office, at the radio station.
My mother knows her routine, and once my mother gets her mind set on something.
I know, just like her daughter.
Mike's jaw tenses.
You realize that if Dr. Love is the person that committed this murder, that you put your mother and yourself in serious danger. Not to mention interfering, possibly compromising a homicide investigation.
What?
People go to jail for less than that.
I'm sorry. That's why I was calling. To apologize and to tell you what happened.
So how did Dr. Love react to the news that Yeager is dead?
Really odd. I mean, she didn't even try to hide how relieved she was, you know? I get it. He took all her money and left her hanging in California, but it was a long time ago. I guess she's entitled to be bitter and maybe want closure.
Or revenge.
Right. Can I just ask you something? I'm not investigating anything. I'm just naturally curious. I was wondering if you have any other suspects.
It is an open investigation, Hannah. Thank you.
I understand that Larry had a lot of other women he was dating at one point. That's just me sharing information, you know, with the police.
Your customers are right. This is really good coffee. It's smooth. No bitterness.
Yeah. Thank you. Don't you think it's weird that Courtney's husband dies, leaves her all that money, and she just happens to meet Larry Yeager in her lawyer's office right after the reading of her husband's will? And 6 weeks later, they're engaged, and then she's investing in his tree lot? I mean, love is a powerful emotion, but I think that whole situation stinks.
You are investigating this murder, Hannah.
No, Courtney just told me all that the first time I met her. But isn't it true that most murder victims know their killer?
Hannah.
Courtney had motive.
Hannah.
She definitely had opportunity.
Hannah.
And I know it's weird to think a woman would do something like that, but I'm a woman. You never know what I'm capable of.
Stop. I'm not discussing this case. And if you continue to interfere and obstruct justice, then I will arrest you.
Oh, yeah. You're really going to do that?
I'm a detective. You never know what I'm capable of.
Mike leaves the bakery. At sunrise, waterfowl gather on the lake. In the bakery, a barista fills a mug with coffee. Luann takes the mug with a smile, then walks to her table near the window. Hannah carries cookies.
Luann, would you like a cookie on the house, fresh out of the oven?
Thank you, Hannah. That's so sweet.
Luann walks to the counter. She tastes a cookie drizzled with chocolate.
I just died and went to heaven. Christmas lace cookies are my favorite.
I remember.
Thank you.
Hannah turns to an employee.
Will you double check the DeBoer order? He's on his way in. Thank you. I remember seeing you talking to Courtney Miller at the tree lot.
It's so horrible what happened to Larry Yeager.
I know.
You were doing their books, right? Larry does all the books for the tree lot, but Courtney asked me to take a look at the books as a second set of eyes.
Why is that?
Luann looks down at the table. Hannah knits her brows.
Is it because she was asking you to check for discrepancies?
Hannah sits.
Were there any?
Yes.
The numbers didn't add up. It's an all-cash business, so there's a lot of ways to hide profits.
Like how?
You charge one price, you record another. It looks like you're breaking even, but you're really making a profit.
Did you get the feeling that Courtney went behind Larry's back because she didn't trust him?
Courtney told me there was a third investor in the lot, a silent partner, a Mr. Haddad, who I think was Larry's uncle. He was collecting a third of the profits, but I couldn't find any documents to prove he ever made an investment in the business.
Silent partner?
Yes. I even asked a colleague, a professor, to double-check my work.
Do you still have the paperwork that Courtney gave you?
I do.
Hannah's brows raise.
I shouldn't.
When a man has been murdered.
Okay, I'll email you a copy.
But only for your eyes, please?
Of course, of course.
Luann gathers her belongings from the table. In the daytime, Hannah drives her cookie van. On the sidewalk, a man and woman kiss. As Hannah drives by, she sees that it's Norman. After the woman walks away, Norman notices Hannah's van. He jogs across the street as she parks. Hannah climbs out of the van.
Hey, Norman. Hi.
How you doing?
I was headed to the market.
Oh, yeah, I'll walk you over.
Oh, thanks.
I was just out doing some Christmas shopping. I always leave it to the last minute, and then I'm rushing all over the place trying to get it done, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm lucky I usually bake my presents.
Right, of course. Okay, well, I gotta run. I'm gonna head back to work, but...
Okay.
Nice seeing you.
Yeah, you too.
I'll see you soon.
Yeah, you will.
As Hannah walks away, Norman watches her go. In the kitchen, Hannah puts down her grocery totes, then heads toward the open bakery.
She wasn't sure she should go into the office, but she had a feeling something was terribly wrong, so she felt it was her duty to investigate. She found a nearly empty bottle of brandy on the floor, and for a brief moment she thought maybe Larry was passed out drunk. But he wasn't drunk, was he?
As Hannah raises her brows, the barista turns.
Excuse me. Tom, take the till.
She follows Hannah into the kitchen.
Thank goodness you are here.
What in the world is going on out there?
Lisa was just telling everyone the entire story all over again. Oh,
please, not again. But everyone just wants to know what happened to poor Mr. Yeager.
I'm sorry they have to deal with that.
I just tell everybody what I read in the papers, and that seems to satisfy everyone. Then they just buy their cookies and leave.
We're all just so vulnerable right now. With a killer on the loose, he could be anywhere.
Well,
and
I
you, Hannah, are
that.
The most vulnerable of anyone. You are single, you live alone, you have absolutely nobody to protect you. I do not know how you sleep at night.
I don't know that I will now. Thank you.
Hannah knits her brows. Then, she uses a laptop at a bakery table and opens an email from Luann. Text, I've attached the accounting documents from the crazy elf. Please don't share these with anyone. Hannah opens an accounting ledger. She checks out a spreadsheet, then opens three account transaction records for Benjamin Haddad. The transactions between November 1st and December 15th total to $28,232. Hannah studies the transactions total, then turns toward the counter.
Lisa, do you mind boxing me up some chocolate raspberry truffles, please?
Of course.
Hannah smiles. At the counter, Lisa opens a box. Then, Hannah carries the truffle box into a bank. She approaches a clerk.
Hi, Lydia.
Hannah, what a surprise.
I brought you a treat.
Oh.
Lydia peeks into the box.
Chocolate raspberry truffles. It is so sweet of you to remember that those are my favorite and that my birthday is tomorrow.
Happy early birthday.
Lydia bites into a truffle.
Oh, this is divine.
Lydia wipes her hands with a tissue.
Always prepared. Is there something I can help with today?
Yes, yes. Actually, I brought in my check from the Crazy Elf Tree Lot. I was concerned that you might close the account after what happened.
Just horrible news.
Yeah.
Lydia searches for Larry's account.
Well, the account isn't closed, but you have reason to be concerned. The balance is quite low. Do you want cash or should I deposit it into your account?
Oh, no, if you could just deposit it into the cookie jar account,
not a problem.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Oh. Hannah signs the check.
And, one more thing. I wanted to ask you about some other checks that I got from Larry Yeager. They don't look the same, though. They look different.
They look different?
Yeah, a different color.
And I just wondered if maybe he had another account or something.
Lydia finds Jaeger Incorporated.
Yes, he has a second account.
You know why he would have two accounts?
I'm sorry, Hannah. That's confidential bank information.
Oh, of course. I just wondered if maybe the cookie jar should have two accounts.
Mm.
Do you mind, though, telling me if I should rush right in to cash those checks? I wouldn't want them to bounce.
Well, I can't give you any information about a client's account, but I can tell you that any checks you may have from this client will be more than covered.
Great. And that's the account with Benjamin Haddad's name on it?
There's only one name on this account, Larry Jaeger.
Hannah knits her brows. Then, she pulls on her gloves as she goes outside.
Hannah, what are you doing here?
Banking. That's what a person does at the bank.
Hey, what are you doing tomorrow, 2 p.m.?
Not banking.
Okay, pick you up then. 2 p.m., wear comfortable clothes.
What? Why?
Mike smiles and strolls into the bank. At night, Hannah wears pajamas at home. She opens the door.
What are you doing here?
I just came by to say hi. Can my sister stop by?
I'm in.
Bill's working late and I got scared. This whole Jaeger thing and all the robber stuff going on.
Mm-hmm. Andrea, do you want a sleepover?
On my baby?
How do you deal with Bill being in danger all the time?
I get involved with the guy who's running towards danger when everyone else is running the other way. You just learn to hold your breath and pray a lot. You don't really have a choice. Fall in love with a hero, that's the price you pay.
Hannah swishes mouthwash.
So, how is Dr. Love's book?
It's interesting. She basically says you should choose a partner based on the person who understands you and accepts you for who you really are.
Hannah adds honey to tea mugs.
So, who knows you better? Norman or Mike?
I don't know. Neither. Both. I don't know.
What makes a better kisser, right?
Spoiler alert, I haven't kissed either one of them yet.
What? Why?
Well, I don't know. Norman is really polite, and Mother is always around, and I thought Mike was going to, and then he didn't.
Where's your pros or cons list?
That was obnoxious. I can't believe you even suggested it. I would never do that.
Yeah, you did.
Hannah looks away.
It's upstairs.
They recline in bed with Moisha the cat.
So Norman's pros are that he's cute.
Yeah.
Definitely, right? He's settled and stable. He has a secure career, so we would have this very comfortable life. And he likes to travel, so we could see the world, right?
Times.
His cons are that he is predictable, and I think he might be seeing someone else.
Okay, wait, he's seeing more than one person at the same time? Wow, that's unbelievable.
Do you want to do this or not?
Yeah, Mike, please.
Okay, so Mike is handsome. He's very exciting and unpredictable, right? And then the cons are that he does have a very dangerous lifestyle.
Yeah.
And he's too handsome.
Mike wins. I'm tired. Good night.
Andrea pulls up a blanket.
Good night.
Hannah cuddles with Moisha. She smiles at Andrea.
Do you feel safe sleeping here?
Yes. I don't know why I got so scared. It's not like whoever's killing people is going to come after me.
Oh, exactly. If anything, if the killer knew how hard I'm working to identify them, they'd be coming after me.
Andrea's eyes pop open. She knits her brows. At a martial arts gym.
Why are we here?
Well, because no matter how often I tell you not to get involved in the police business, you just can't seem to stay out of my way. Go ahead, take your shoes off.
Oh, well, I don't mean...
You get yourself in dangerous situations all the time, and I won't be able to be there.
Okay, well, first of all, I can assure you I don't get in dangerous situations on purpose, and I don't need saving, thank you very much.
Really? Well, let's say you are facing someone who is holding you at gunpoint.
Oh, like that's gonna happen.
Like when Mrs. Woodley was holding you at gunpoint, and I just happened to show up just in time to save your life. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, that was a one-time thing. It's not gonna happen again.
You're not scared, are you?
No, I'm not scared.
Mike holds up his pointer finger, then jogs away.
Mike, I... Hey, that is my purse. What are you doing?
He holds a brush.
This'll do. Here, take this gun.
My hairbrush.
Assume that it is a real gun.
Okay.
First lesson, you never hold a gun unless you had the intention to use it. If you're holding a gun just to scare somebody, you are better off without it.
Why?
Well, if you bring a gun into a situation without the intention to use it, somebody can take it from you and use it against you.
Okay.
Point it at me.
She points.
Now, tell me to go away or you're going to shoot me.
Go away or I'm going to shoot you.
You gotta mean it. Go away or I will brush your hair.
He looks beyond her shoulder, startled.
Whoa!
When she turns to look, he grabs her arm and flips her onto her back. As she stares up at him, he helps her to her feet. They stand facing each other, then take a step back.
Just, distract you, right?
Right.
Grab your wrist, twist, put you in a position where I can take the gun.
Or hairbrush.
Easily away from you.
Wait to take him.
They look into each other's eyes.
Now I have the gun. That's your first move.
She knits her brows, then peers across the gym.
Sorry, just a second. That's Earl Flinsberg. And he's a black belt?
Earl Flinsberg?
He's a florist. He has a flower shop down the street from the Cookie Jar. And the last time I saw Earl was the day before Larry Yeager was shot. He was at the tree lot and he came out of Yeager's office and he seemed really angry. And I remember that he was holding his hand like it hurt him. Like maybe Earl is the one who gave Larry Yeager that black eye.
I'll look into it.
Okay.
As in, I will look into it alone and you will not go and question that man.
Of course not.
She peers behind Mike. When he turns, she twists his arm and grabs the brush. They gaze into each other's eyes. Then, she holds the brush to his chest.
Mm-hmm. Fast learner.
Distract, grab the wrist, and twist. Got it.
I think you do.
He takes the brush, then holds her hand in his. She gazes up at him. A smile tugs at her lips.
You sure you're not some sort of like undercover baker and ninja spy or something?
At sunrise, boats on the lake.
And when you rise in the morning, think of what a precious privilege it is to be alive. So said the second century emperor and philosopher Marcus Aurelius. And it was true then, and it is now. Welcome, my friends, to the Dr. Love Show.
In the bakery kitchen, Hannah sets down her purse and coat. She opens her laptop, then presses a key. Her screen displays the Crazy Elf transaction record for November 15th to November 30th. It totals $25,300.
Benjamin Haddad.
Hannah turns, then walks to the right. A note on her whiteboard reads, "To do, scones." Hannah sits in front of the board. She uncaps a marker and begins to write. Text, Ben Haddad. Hannah stares at the name. She blinks, then writes again. In front of Ben's name, she adds the word uncle. Hannah rubs her chin as she reads the name. Then, she underlines the U in uncle. She underlines two more letters, then smiles. Hannah writes again. The phrase reads, "You've been had."
Very clever, Mr. Yeager. You've been had.
Later, she drives the cookie van to the tree lot. Hannah carries cookie boxes as she walks with Courtney.
You must be so heartbroken.
I think I'm still in shock. I was going to close the lot, but I have so much money into it, and there's still so many trees to sell.
Well, have the police given you any indication of who might have done it?
None. I think it was just random. Maybe that home invasion ring I read about in the paper. They tried to rob Larry, and things got out of hand.
Can I get some help?
Excuse me.
Can I get some help with this tree?
Courtney walks away.
Hey, can I help you?
Hannah Swenson! What a pleasant surprise.
Hi, Detective Kingston. I'm just here delivering cookies.
And chatting with Courtney Miller, who happens to be a suspect in the murder of Larry Yeager.
Right, but we were just chatting.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Ooh, those look good. Can I have one of those?
Yes, you may. They are our number one Christmas cookie.
So good.
Thank you. Mm. You know you can't get those in the frozen section. You know, I have to tell you that Courtney's answers were very odd. I think her reaction to Larry's death is peculiar.
Well, thank you very much, Detective Swenson, but we have her on surveillance cameras. Kelly's Diner and Costmart between 8 and 10.
Thank you.
And the coroner said that the time of death was a little after 9, just before you got there, so she's clear.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Figured out who Larry's silent partner is. I thought it might be him because he's the other guy and he has a motive, but whew, I was wrong.
Why are you so sure?
Benjamin Hadid, and Larry said it was his uncle?
That's what Courtney said in her statement, but he's a tough guy to track down.
Well, don't waste your time. Uncle Ben Hadid? You Ben Had? I don't think there was a silent partner.
Larry was a con man to the core, and he just had the whole thing set up, so split into thirds, only without there actually being a dear Uncle Ben. He got 2/3 of the profits, right? So Courtney puts up all the collateral, and he was taking all the money.
Brilliant.
Larry? I think he was despicable.
No, you. That was brilliant.
Thank you.
But we figured it out already. So please go home and stay out of my investigation.
Of course, Detective. No problem.
Mike munches cookies as he strolls away.
Elf Molly.
Hi, Miss Swenson.
Hi. Are you okay?
No, you just don't expect someone to get hurt where you work.
Of course you don't. Sorry that you're upset. I mean, you're making everyone else really happy.
Well, I do love my job.
Definitely one of the best parts of the holidays, picking out a Christmas tree.
Hannah turns to her purse.
She was a very nice lady, but she took forever to pick out her tree.
Hannah picks up Dr. Love's book.
This lady?
She come here night after night. She would just stand on the corner and stare at the lot. Then she finally comes in Tuesday night and picks out a tree.
Tuesday night?
Yeah. Well, I better get back to work. It was nice to see you, though.
Yeah. Nice to see you.
Bye.
Hannah stares at Dr. Love's photo, then climbs into the van. She shuts the door and grimly reaches for the radio.
Make sure you choose the right person to love. You make the wrong choice, you could spend the rest of your life suffering the consequence. Heartache, revenge, these are emotions that you want to avoid at all costs. This is Dr. Love, reminding you that life without love is only half a life.
You've been listening to the Dr. Love Radio Hour. If you missed any part of this broadcast, all of
in the studio, Dr. Love rubs her forehead.
Mother, I just found out something about Dr. Love, and I need you to call me back, okay? Thanks.
Hannah goes into a flower shop.
Earl! Nice to see you.
Hannah, what can I do for you?
Well, I was looking to buy a poinsettia for my shop.
Got some nice ones.
Good.
She notices luggage.
Wow, you're all packed up, aren't you?
Yes, I'm thinking about going to Mexico for a while.
Really? Well, what's going to happen to your store?
My son will manage it.
Huh. Why Mexico?
Well, no reason. The son.
Huh. As Earl types, she notices his bruised hand.
Oh, that hand looks nasty.
Nothing. Can't even feel it.
Oh. How did it happen?
Trying to get in shape, working out, you know.
No, I don't know.
Hannah!
Mike! I was just buying a poinsettia, you know, for the store. It's the season. Mr. Flensburg, this is Detective Mike Kingston.
Nice to meet you.
He's going to Mexico.
Mexico?
Yeah, he's all packed up right here.
It's a very nice location. Hannah.
Mike eyes her pointedly. She turns to Earl.
May I use your restroom?
In the back, down the hallway, on your left.
Thank you.
Mr. Flensburg, I would like to ask you some questions about Larry Yeager. You were in business with him?
No. Knew him was on.
You know him pretty well?
She listens.
No, just around town, casual.
Because you were seen with Larry Yeager at the Crazy Elf tree lot.
It wasn't business, really.
She snoops.
It wasn't business. What was it?
Larry asked me to introduce him to the owners of a tree farm. I just found out he only paid them half what he owed them, and I was there to make it clear to him that he had to pay them.
And that's what you did?
Yes. Told him. Got heated.
How heated?
In an office, Coates.
What he did wasn't right. These were people I introduced to him.
How'd you get that scrape on your hand?
He was trying to cheat my friends.
Where were you last Tuesday night?
Okay. I hit him. But that's all.
Where were you last Tuesday night?
Mike, actually, we can leave.
I need you to answer this question right now.
I know where he was on Tuesday night.
You do?
Yeah, so we don't have to bother Earl anymore, okay?
Earl, I'm going to need you to come down to the station with me right now.
Let's Mike, go. He was at Pagliotti's having dinner.
No, that's not true.
He was with Carrie Rose.
You're mistaken.
I left at 9:15. When
Hannah,
I left,
please.
I saw him leave
okay,
at the same time.
You saw him there?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I saw someone who looks exactly like him, and he was wearing this coat and this hat. I'm 100% certain, Mike. I mean, look at this hat.
Please, don't tell Norman. Carrie doesn't want him to know until she's had a chance to talk to him herself.
Why?
She's not sure how he'll feel about her dating. But she loves me, and I love her. And we want to be married.
Hannah shrugs with a smile. Later, on a sidewalk.
Isn't Earl so cute about Carrie?
I'm still going to check out his story about the tree farm.
Wait, what about the home invasion ring?
They got arrested last night in Lancaster.
So clearly you don't think it was them.
They have an airtight alibi. They were holding up a gas station, and there's a timestamp video to prove it. Yeah, I gotta get going.
Okay.
Okay?
Hey,
Kingston here.
I have to talk to you about the tree lot.
Hannah answers her phone.
Yeah, okay, I'm on it. Just send me all the details.
I'm on my way.
Okay, I'll be right there.
Mike climbs into his car. Then, Hannah carries her poinsettia through the garage. She turns a corner and walks into the bakery kitchen.
Mother, what is going on?
Finally, what have you done?
It's Nancy. I'm sorry, Hannah. I didn't know who else to
Nancy
call.
Nancy is not a killer. She's one of the nicest people I know, and I trust her.
Okay, well, I want to know why you're here. I was on my way to the radio station, and I just see all the police cars. I mean, they think that I killed Larry. I didn't do it. I mean, I'm innocent.
I wish you are, honey.
Now, Hannah's going to fix everything. Aren't you, Hannah?
I want to know why you lied to me about Larry Yeager.
What?
You told me that you hadn't seen him in years. And I found out that's not true. Someone told me that you were at that tree lot. You bought your Christmas tree there.
I just spent so many years just hating him, just giving him my power. And I needed to see him, and I needed to take my power back. And I did. I went there, and I confronted him, and I told him how much he hurt me. But I didn't go back and kill him.
Hannah stares at Nancy.
I hated him. I did. But I could never do something like that.
You understand that you have to turn yourself in, right? You do. And I'm going to call Mike. Detective Kingston is the investigator on this case. He needs to know where you are.
They'll arrest me.
Yes, he will.
Later.
Be strong, Nancy. It's not me.
Okay, let's go.
I do hope we did the right thing by calling Mike. We didn't have a choice, Mother. But Mike is an excellent detective. He's going to get to the truth.
I hope he does it soon. I invited her for Christmas dinner. She's innocent.
I know, Mother, and I'm going to help her.
Hope so. Hannah, Dolores?
Miss Whiting arrives.
What happened? Wasn't that Dr. Love in the sheriff's car?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Was she arrested for the murder?
Oh, no, she's just being questioned. She is innocent as a lamb.
What a terrible situation.
It was ghastly.
May I help you, Miss Whiting?
Oh, yes. We're having a little faculty Christmas party at the school.
Oh.
I'd like something sweet.
Well, you came to the right place. We have a plum pudding that everyone seems to
wonderful.
Like.
Okay. Oh, since you're here, Dolores, here, I corrected your homework.
Oh. Ah! Hannah, I got an A!
Oh, you'll make an excellent businesswoman.
Thank you.
What do you think?
Lovely, lovely.
Miss Whiting takes a glance.
Here you go. I am so sorry about your friend Dolores.
Thank you.
I'm sure once they talk to her, they'll let her go.
They will. They must.
Here you are.
And your plum pudding, enjoy.
Great. Thank you. Thanks. Bye-bye. Well, I better be on my way too. What a day.
Mother, have you spoken to Carrie yet about everything?
No, she's been avoiding my calls. So much for the sharing of confidences. One friend in jail, another one avoiding me.
Huh.
Oh, by the way, check your email. Now, my advocacy for Norman has not wavered. However, as a backup, I am always the pragmatist. I sent you your dating profile just in case you ever want to activate it.
Dolores blows a kiss.
First dinner and now lunch at the same restaurant in the same week?
Well, I'm just glad you were available on such short notice.
Well, you're the one who's been so busy lately.
Oh, really?
Oh, Mr. Rhodes, your table's ready.
Hi,
can
oh,
I grab your coats?
Oh, yes, of course. Thank you.
There you are.
Caitlin.
Dr. Love was arrested. I know there's tons of evidence, but I don't think she did it.
I'm just so glad to not have to talk about that or think about it.
The chef's daily special is on the front page.
Thank
and
you.
I'll be back in a moment to take your orders.
Great. Yeah.
Thanks.
I can't help it. I think about it all the time. I like to solve puzzles.
I do the New York Times crossword puzzle every Sunday.
Well, that's impressive. And safe. So you should stick to that. I mean, all these other situations you get yourself involved in, they're not games, Hannah. You know, it's dangerous, you know?
Hannah looks down.
Look, I just...
A server pours water.
Thank you.
Norman fidgets with his hands.
I care about you. A lot. And I guess you already know that. I got you something.
He reaches into his jacket and pulls out a box.
Oh, my goodness. Norman, I'm not ready to answer that question. We haven't known each other that long.
Oh, my gosh. No, no, no. I'm sorry. It's not a ring. I'm not proposing.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I must have...
You almost gave me a heart attack, Norman.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, not that I wouldn't. Please
stop. No, it's okay. I understand.
Well, go on, open it up. Early Christmas present.
Inside the box, earrings.
Wow.
Red gemstones sparkle. Norman smiles at Hannah.
The garnet stones. It's your birthstone.
Yeah. They're beautiful.
Just like you.
She smiles.
Thank you. I haven't gotten you your Christmas present yet. No. I'm still working on it.
Don't be silly. Honestly, you haven't charged me for anything sweet since the day I met you.
That is hardly the same thing.
She gazes at the earrings.
Norman, I love them.
Well, good. I'm glad.
They share a smile.
You know, you almost ruined the surprise with those.
Really?
My cousin works at Crown Jewelry.
Have you checked the menu yet?
No, not yet.
No, not ready.
Okay, sure.
What did you say about your cousin?
She works at Crown Jewelry on Main Street, and I was just leaving her shop when I ran into you, so... Close one.
Right. Your cousin. I remember.
They share another smile. Then, on Hannah's doorstep.
I know, you're right.
Here we are. Watch your step. Okay.
Thank you so much for today and for the earrings.
Oh, gosh, it's my pleasure. I'm so happy that I came back to Eden Lake, and I'm so happy I got to meet you.
Me too.
Hannah looks up into Norman's eyes. He leans down to kiss her. As the kiss ends, Hannah smiles up at him.
Good night.
Hannah grins as she opens her door. As she steps inside, Norman smiles to himself. On a couch by the window, Andrea cuddles Moisha.
How was it?
Oh, you scared me.
How was the kiss? Moisha and I were watching from the window.
It was very nice.
Hannah holds the box.
What did you get?
Norman gave me earrings for Christmas.
Oh, okay. These are beautiful.
I know, right?
Definitely get points for this.
Oh.
But I bet Mike will get you something better for Christmas.
I'm not even seeing Mike on Christmas. He didn't ask. And besides, I'm busy getting everything ready for our dinner.
He didn't ask to spend time with you because he is coming here for dinner.
Actually, Mother invited Carrie and Norman, so there is no way
she would invite Mike.
Mother didn't invite him.
Of course she didn't.
I did.
What? You invited...
Bianco Media Center, what is that?
Why did... It's Mother's business class homework. It's not real.
No, so you... Bianco Media Center is an actual business.
Yeah. Really? You invited...
Great deals.
Mike?
It's up in Green Bay.
Are
you putting Mom's homework on the fridge?
Yeah, well, why not? You know, I mean, she got an A.
And that's really sweet. You're going to be a very good mother.
Hannah stares at Andrea. In the bakery window, a Christmas benefit sign. A woman peers through the window. She enters and approaches the counter.
Sarah, oh, I'm so sorry. Your triple threat chocolate cheesecake pies aren't going to be ready for 20 more minutes. Thank you,
oh.
Sir. Here.
Okay. Well, there's not enough time to do everything.
I just got in from Chicago last night, and I have to do all my Christmas shopping. I'm going to come back in an hour.
Sounds good.
Oh, Sarah, we're closing early tonight for the charity auction.
No, I'm going too.
They're auctioning off a trip to Disneyland. I'm bidding on it.
I want a home security package. With everything that's been happening in our neighborhood, I want to replace my old surveillance cameras.
Surveillance?
Yeah, nothing fancy. It gets the job done. I have cameras on the outside of the house so I can see who's at the door.
Do you still live on Victoria, near Maine?
Across the street from the tree lot.
What kind of camera is it? Is it like it records, or is it just play live?
Both.
I was just thinking, you know, that we could get something for here. What time do you think you'll be home?
About an hour.
What if I delivered your pies to you? I'd be happy to do it. I'm gonna be in the area anyway.
You are?
But really? I don't want to put you out.
Tis the season. Happy to do it. So I'll see you at your house in an hour.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Thank you.
Great. No problem.
As Sarah leaves the bakery, Hannah smiles to herself. Later, the bakery door opens. Hannah returns and locks the door. Then, she places a device on the bakery counter. A label on the device reads, "Surveillance Camera." Hannah puts her laptop on the counter. She opens the laptop and plugs in the device. Hannah presses a key. Footage of the front of Larry's office from 8:55 p.m. on December 19, 2015 loads. A car pulls up. The car parks in front of the office. The headlights turn off. Hannah stares at the footage. After watching footage from the night of Larry's murder, Hannah carries treat boxes from her van. She walks toward a police station.
Thank you.
Mike holds a file.
Hannah!
Hi!
What are you doing here?
Merry Christmas! I'm handing out some Christmas treats. We had to close down the shop early for the charity auction tonight.
Really?
Merry Christmas. Yes, Mike.
I'm sure you'd love to hand some out back here.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. This has nothing to do with the fact that you'd like to find out what's going on with Dr. Love.
I resent that, but I do think she's innocent.
I know you think she's innocent, but...
You heard me coming. Merry Christmas.
You did the right thing turning her in.
Look, you know how you got to give me the Christmas tree because you bought it 6 minutes before Norman did, and it was time-stamped on the receipt?
Yes.
Well, what about the receipt that Dr. Love had? I mean, oh, excuse me, Detective. Merry Christmas. What did the timestamp say on her receipt?
It said 8:30, which gives her plenty of time to make it home, drop off the Christmas tree, come back, shoot Larry before you get there at 9:30.
But come on, Mike, I really don't think that that is what happened.
Okay, Hannah, stop.
They pause in a hallway.
What are you up to?
Okay, so I don't want you to be mad, but Sarah Shamfield, she lives across the street from the Crazy Elf tree lot, and she has security cameras that are pointing at the parking lot, and she showed me the surveillance footage, and I looked at it.
Yo, Mike!
You...
Call on line 6.
Hannah, you can't...
I wasn't trying...
Look, you need to go now, okay? I'll see you later.
What about the...
I will watch this. I'll watch it right now.
Okay.
Line 6?
Yeah. Oh, tell me that's fudge.
Fudge Mellows.
Yeah.
Hannah stands with Bill.
Yeah, he was not a very good guy, Mr. Yeager.
No.
That is just a partial list of the people he swindled.
It's really sad.
Mm-hmm.
This case is wrapping up. It's good.
Hey, Bill, why would someone shoot out a TV like that?
Crime of passion.
People do crazy things.
Well, maybe she just didn't like what he was watching.
Come on.
Oh, I have to run. Andrew's expecting me to pick her up in 20 minutes for the auction.
Right.
By the way, these
I'll see you there.
Are good.
Thanks.
She reads the list of fraud victims.
Salvador Bianco.
Her brows knit. In the evening, she walks on a sidewalk.
Oh, poor Nancy. Christmas Eve in jail. That's an injustice. Look, I think it's gonna snow. Oh. White Christmas.
Yeah. Mother, what kind of car does Dr. Love drive?
Red station wagon. License plate says Dr. Love.
Clever, huh?
Hannah and Dolores arrive at the Eden Lake Civic Center. Sign, Christmas benefit to support the Children's Hospital. In an auditorium, guests watch a choir.
Wow, that was beautiful. Thank you, folks.
Hannah and Dolores applaud.
Let's have a big hand for Eden's own Grace Notes.
Dolores grins.
Woo! Bravissimo!
You know, I'd just like to announce that we have raised, tonight, $20,000 for the Children's Hospital. You know what? We're going to make some more money. It's now time for our live auction. So first up on the dock, we have 6 months free dry cleaning, generously donated by Hampton's Cleaners. Let's have a big hand for Hampton's Cleaners right here in the front. $20. I got $20. $20. Do I hear $30? $30. Do I hear $40? $40. Do I hear $50?
$50.
$50 for Mrs. Houghton. I got $50. Do I hear $60?
$60.
$60 from Deputy Todd. We got $60. Do I hear $70? $70. Do I hear $70? We have $60. $70. $70. Sold to Deputy Bill Todd.
Right. Bill raises his arms victoriously.
All right, next up on the dock is a year's supply of delicious desserts offered by Hannah Swenson of Hannah's Cookie Jar. Stand up, Hannah, take a bow.
Yes. Hannah waves to the crowd, then sits down.
You may not know this, but I do like the odd dessert every once in a while, so I'm going to open the bids with $75. Do I hear $80?
$80!
Mother!
Mother, sit down. You get it for free. What are you doing?
This is how you drive up the price, Anna. You watch.
$90. I got $80. Do I hear $90?
$100.
The crowd turns to Norman.
$100! That's wonderful. We have $100 going once.
Norman waves to Hannah.
We have $100 going twice.
$200.
Yes.
Hannah's eyes widen as Mike enters the auditorium. He nods.
$200. Well, somebody's got a sweet tooth. We got a war, folks. That's $200. Do I hear $250?
Norman rises.
Yep. $250.
Mike is so romantic.
$300. We got $250. $300. $250. Do I hear $300?
$300.
$300. Holy. This is incredible. Wow.
Oh, Norman's fighting for you.
Yeah.
Wait, there?
Hold on. Okay, hold on, folks. This is incredible.
I was just thinking that if both gentlemen would be willing to donate $250 to the Children's Hospital, I'd be willing to give both of them free desserts for the whole year.
Wow. That's a wonderful idea. Anna, thank you very much.
Mike is amazing.
All right, that's $250 each for a great cause by a couple of great guys. All
right. On the phone.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that for me, please?
For the Grace Point to sing another song.
All right. Yes, I will hold.
And we have more items up for auction coming up soon.
So Bill joins Mike.
All right.
Hey, I need you at the station. I got him on the phone right now.
Who?
Minneapolis PD.
Go ahead, I'll catch up.
Okay.
Hannah, come here, quick.
Yeah, well, I'm paid double.
Mike brings Hannah into a hallway.
Here. So, good call on surveillance cameras.
Okay. Oh, it's a blue Toyota Corolla.
No doubt about it. You see it pull up to the tree lot right before Jaeger is shot. Unfortunately, the camera's view of where the car's parked is partially blocked, so you can't see who actually gets out of the car.
But you can zoom in, right? You can zoom in on the
license. No, the video deteriorates in the magnification. Right now, I'm on hold with the Minneapolis PD. They have the equipment to be able to do that. Look. Can we talk about all this? What was happening? I want to.
Okay.
Yes. No. I'm still here. Great. Yeah. Okay. Yes. I will. I will be at the station. Can you just hold on for 1 second, please? Just give me 1 second, please. They think they have something. Oh, this could actually break it. So I do have to go.
Go.
But I really want to talk to you. I need to talk to you. Okay.
Okay.
Promise. Okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. No. I'm listening. I'm listening. I'm walking out right now. Okay.
Hannah watches Mike leave. She goes back into the auditorium and hurries to her seat. The mayor walks onto the stage again.
I've got a White Christmas, but it's in Italian.
Oh, Bianco Natale.
Or that. Oh, Christmas Tree in German. Oh, Death Wall.
I feel so international.
Mother.
Yes.
Bianco is white in Italian.
Bianco, yes, it's white in Italian. We need Italian lessons.
Miss Whiting, you know your teacher, right? Did she change her name?
Maybe she Americanized it.
Oh, who knows? You said she moved here. What did she buy?
I don't remember.
Green Bay? I don't know. Honey, they're starting. Yonko Media Center. Just reception. I have to go. Mother, I'll be right back.
Honey, you might miss something.
I already have. Your coat.
Hannah hurries out of the auditorium. In a row near the door, Miss Whiting turns her head. With a serious expression, she watches Hannah leave. Slowly, the door closes. Hannah leaves the Civic Center, phone in hand. On the sidewalk, she holds up the phone. Hannah swipes at the screen. She does a web search for Bianco Media Center. As the search results load, she begins to walk. An ad for a bankruptcy sale loads. Text, Bianco Media Center, everything must go. In the auditorium, Miss Whiting leaves her seat. She walks toward the door. Outside, Hannah reads a press release.
It's Larry Yeager. With Salvador Bianco.
Text, Bianco Media Center welcomes our new business partner, Larry Yeager. At Larry's office, crime scene tape blocks off the door. Snow begins to fall as Hannah walks down the street. On her phone, she reads an obituary. Text, Salvador Bianco, 57, passed away suddenly of a heart attack on January 12, 2015. Hannah hurries down the street while she continues to read. The obituary includes the phrase, respected Green Bay businessman remembered by daughter Kimberly Bianco.
He had a daughter. He had a daughter.
In front of Larry's office, Hannah takes a photo of a car with a Wisconsin license plate. She messages Mike, can you check these? Then, Miss Whiting arrives.
No, Hannah. You can't do that.
I have to. I'm sorry.
Put the phone down. On the hood.
Okay. Now.
Okay. Back away.
Miss Whiting points a gun at Hannah. As Hannah backs away, Miss Whiting picks up Hannah's phone.
This won't do. This won't do at all, Hannah. The police!
Murders have to be solved. Kimberly. That is your name, isn't it? Kimberly Bianco.
That's who I once was.
Bianco Media Center. Green Bay, Wisconsin. Salvador Bianco was your father. And I know that Larry Yeager intentionally bankrupted your family's company.
Larry's a con man. That's what he does. Did.
You killed him.
He killed my father.
Salvador Bianco had a heart attack just before the bankruptcy, didn't he?
My father died from a broken heart. Bankrupting his company destroyed his life. Larry left him with nothing to live for. I'm sorry. I just don't see that there's another solution.
As the bullet pierces the mechanical elf, Hannah knocks Kimberly to the ground. She grabs her phone, then runs toward the office. Kimberly shoots, narrowly missing Hannah. Then, Kimberly follows Hannah into Larry's office. She points the gun into the dim room lit only with Christmas lights. In a back room, Hannah texts Mike the plate number, and the message, Elf Tree Lot, help. Kimberly aims her gun as she creeps through the office. Slowly, she steps into the back room. Kimberly doesn't notice Hannah as Hannah crouches nearby. Then, Hannah hoists herself through an open window into the front room. She lands on Christmas decorations. Kimberly fires as Hannah runs outside. At the station, Mike doesn't notice his phone messages.
Okay, what do you got? Wisconsin plates, yep. 2G1RDS. Great, got it. All right. Run this. Get me a pink slip.
Copy that.
Okay, you got that?
Yeah.
Outside in the tree lot, Kimberly points her gun straight ahead. Snow dusts the Christmas tree branches as she searches for Hannah. At the police station, Mike paces. He looks down at a table and notices Hannah's messages. Mike picks up his phone. Hannah's message includes the Wisconsin plate and elf tree. He makes a call. At the tree lot, Hannah crouches as Kimberly searches for her. As Kimberly fires, Hannah drops her phone. Mike listens.
Hannah!
Kimberly stands over Hannah.
You loved him. Larry Yeager, didn't you?
Jackie broke your heart.
Yes. I was a lovesick fool. He used me.
Bill, we gotta go. I know where they are. Let's get some backup!
On
let's
me,
get
let's
some
go,
backup
go.
To the tree lot! Let's go! To the tree lot!
Now. He urged me to persuade my father to take him into the business, to make Larry a partner, and I did it. I will live with my shame until the day I die.
But you executed your revenge. Perfectly. You did it.
Down to the last detail.
Why did you wait so long?
I searched for him for 14 months. It wasn't luck that gave me my revenge, but fate. His fiancée got suspicious. Hired a local accountant.
Lou Anne Granger. She came to you for help.
Yes, of course. Lou Anne was very concerned and upset. I knew I could stop him before he caused any more pain.
You have every right to be hurt and angry. But doing this...
He caused any more pain.
You have every right to be hurt and angry. But doing this, it will just make things worse for you.
I really am sorry, Hannah. Just one bullet through your heart. You won't suffer.
Hannah looks toward the sirens. When Kimberly turns, Hannah grapples for her gun. The police arrive.
Are you okay?
Did you get it? Did you hear her?
I heard,
she said everything.
I heard her. I heard everything.
It's okay.
It's okay.
I thought she was going to shoot me.
You scared me. You scared me half to death. Stop. I won't always be here for you. Please.
Hannah kisses Mike. They cling to each other as their passionate kiss continues. Behind Hannah and Mike, the lights of a police car flash. In front of the ornament booth, they continue to kiss. Later, blue lights decorate the front of Hannah's house. Inside, Christmas dinner guests mingle.
We have so much to be thankful for. Often we take it for granted.
Hi.
But tonight, my friends, we celebrate our great good fortune together. We raise our glasses to our dear Carrie and her prince, Mr.
Cheers.
Earl.
Cheers.
And wish you well on your journey together.
Cheers.
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 Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Very exciting.
Excuse me, I have something to be grateful for, too. Bill and I have some very good news. We're expecting a baby.
Oh, Andrew!
What?
Andrew!
Here we go.
Wow.
Here we are.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
So honored.
Wow.
Congratulations, Bill. Congratulations.
I'm so happy.
I wanted to tell you.
There is such joy in celebrating a new life. And in knowing you have a second chance at happiness.
Hannah smiles.
Sometimes you don't know what a recipe is missing until you try it. Or what's missing from your life. Until it flashes in front of you.
Hannah gazes at Mike.
And then you see what's been right before your eyes all along.
Please, everyone sit down.
Merry Christmas, Hannah!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, Mother.
Everyone toasts.